yeah. Oh, yeah. We're back in this. That can only mean one thing. We have a very special guest with us here on the Andy Demandier Show. Well, it's the Andy Demandier Show. It's Andy and Cornell here. And none other but the great, the infamous, the all-so-powerful, wonderful person, sports aficionado, former Harlem Globetrotter organization member, current ambassador to the Philadelphia 76ers through the Delaware Blue Coats. Joe Richmond is with us today. Yo, Joe, are you on board?
Come on. Man, I love that. I love that introduction.
Joe, I surprised you. I'm on the show, dude.
I know. I'm like, what's going on? Man, you ain't got nothing else to do, man. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? How y'all feel?
Thanks for coming on the show.
We got the Philly dudes here. You know, I'm from Philly, although yeah. I'm in our studios here in L.A. We got Cornell. We got Joe Richmond. Oh, the Philly dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. Philly dudes. Yes.
Man, thanks for having me.
Great
thanks
to have you back
coming
on. Yeah. How you been?
Oh, man, it's just been amazing. It's been it's just been an exciting year, you know, with the Blue Coast season going the way it's been going. And just a lot of things personally it's just been an amazing year. You know, it seems like we're just really coming down, like getting on the other side of the pandemic. So things are just starting to look up, and it's a great feeling.
It truly is. It truly is. Here in L.A., you don't need a mask anymore. You're kind of going out. Things are feeling normal. And my real job as a blues and folk performer, gigs are starting to come in. I'm out there playing. Things are opening up, and it's kind of like, whoa. This 2 year, I think it's been about a 2 year furlough. Seems like it's finally in its weaning stages. You know, winding down now. It's great. Yeah.
I was invited to the Blue Coat 76. The first time I ever went out, and Joe showed me a lot of hospitality. I had an awesome time, man. And the Blue Coats won that night too. So I was like, yeah, cool, dude.
Yeah, we doing our thing right now.
How's the season going?
Hey, Joe, I love the mascots.
Mm-hmm. Cody, the number one mascot in the whole G League, baby. It's Cody.
His birthday.
Yes, sir. But the season is going great. You know, we're in the second half of the season. The first half of the season, we won the Winning League Showcase in Vegas. We won the championship. And, we've had close to 10 or more call-ups throughout because of the pandemic and the pandemic exception. So we had a lot of call-ups. Charlie Brown from St. Joe's got called up. Shaq Harrison made it to Memphis. And, you know, we just had a lot of guys just getting great opportunities. My other guy, Aaron Henry, he got a call-up to the Sixers. We're looking good right now. Right now, we're third in the East. We're third in the East in the second half, but we're fourth overall in the whole league. And the top six teams make it in each conference, and the top two teams get a bye. So we're hoping to get one of them two spots so we can get a bye and hopefully play at least one playoff game at the Chase Fieldhouse in Wilmington, Delaware, our home court.
Would that be amazing? When do the playoffs start? When's the actual?
Well, our last regular season home game is April 2nd, so playoffs would start around April 5th, April 6th, somewhere around there. And the way we're looking, we're hitting on all cylinders. The players are really locked in right now, and. So we're looking at something special. We're doing something special. As you know, Kobe Carl is our, you know, the legendary Hall of Fame George Carl, son of Kobe Carl, is our head coach, and he's just built a culture around us that's just been amazing. And with all the call ups, we just haven't missed a beat, and it's just been a testament to who he is as a head coach.
Oh, is that so wonderful? And the Sixers are doing okay, aren't they? I'm here in L.A. following Lakers, Clippers, you know, even I'm kind of getting more distant from Philly the longer longer time I spend here in L.A., but I still bleed Eagles green, though, I'll tell you that. How are the Sixers doing?
Sixers are doing well. I believe we're second in the East behind the Miami Heat, maybe third.
Ooh.
I want to say it might be Heat, Bucks, us, or Heat, Nets, us. So we're right. I think we're second or third place. No, because the Nets are at the bottom. They're going to play their way into the playoffs with all the stuff they got going on. But the Sixers are doing great. You know, the James Harden trade was phenomenal. I think they're just starting to gel, starting to come together. It's just been amazing. The atmosphere at the Wells Fargo Center is just beyond crazy. I know tonight they're playing the Dallas Mavericks. I haven't tuned into the game, obviously, because we're on here on the show. Getting ready for this. But we're playing good basketball. As always, you know, Doc Rivers, you know, he'll get everything going in the direction it is. So we should be good.
Oh,
hey Joe, I have a question for you. Can you tell our audience the real history of Joe Richmond and how you got into basketball?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, you know, I'm a South Philadelphia boy, born and raised. You know what I mean? Played high school basketball at Bach Tech High School. Ended up going to South Philly High School. Graduated from there. Went straight into the Navy. Got activated for the Gulf War. I'm a hospital corpsman. I love this country with every breath in my body. My brother Mike, if you know the story, my brother Mike was a star, played at South Philly High School, went to UTEP, played for the great Don Haskins, Tim Hardaway, Antonio Davis. He played with some winners. Assistant coaches were Tim Floyd, NBA coach, Tiny Nate Archibald, one of the 50 greatest players. So he's come from a great lineage. So he got to go and get his career going, you know, got drafted by the Dallas Mavericks. So I just kind of rode my brother coattails, went to Sweden, put my feet in the sand of Sweden, and I never looked back after that. And then basketball has just been everything in my life. And, you know, from being a Sixer fan and playing for being a part of their G League affiliate, the Delaware Blue Coats, and also I heard the great Sweet Georgia Brown. Every time that song comes on, I still get goosebumps. But I toured with them for 5 years with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. And, you know, I like to tell everybody, I've been to all 50 states twice, over 40 countries, and I've just been blessed in this game, man.
That's awesome, man. Bro.
Definitely. Yeah, and you are a coach with the Washington Generals, I guess it is, right? Which is the team that plays
You know, I kept getting close. I kept getting close, but for some reason the referees just never gave me a break. So, you know, I never got a win. But you know, that's a whole other story. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna try to blame it on the refs. I ain't gonna blame it on the refs.
You gotta love it. And for those of you who have not caught. Because we're in 23 countries around the world right now. We have listeners all over, and some might be familiar. I'm sure many, many around the world are familiar with the Globetrotters, but there are many that aren't. And look up the Harlem Globetrotters on YouTube, and what an entertaining and amazing and what a great, you know, publicity vehicle for the sport of basketball in general. I mean, these are kind of comedic basketball players that are phenomenal athletes in their own right and great players in their own right. And they tour with one particular team. Wherever they go, they play the same team. And the Washington Generals and the Generals never have won a game as far as I know. Am I right? They've never won a game, am I right, against the Globetrotters?
No, they've won a game before. It was a while back. Yeah,
They threw up a
Hail Mary, you know, one of those, and it went in, and they got a win. It was way back in the late 60s, early 70s. You know what I mean? But it definitely wasn't when I was there. they would let me. I could buy a Hail Mary. You know what I mean? Or marry anybody. So I was in trouble.
And then weren't you also a referee with the Generals Globetrotters first stint?
I officiated as well, and it was one of the best feelings in the world just to be a part of that organization in any capacity. It allowed me to grow as a basketball player, as a coach, as a entertainer, as a ambassador. Where I'm at now, it taught me to be that ambassador, because it was all about putting smiles on people's faces, and that's and no one, nowhere does it better than the Harlem Globetrotters.
Nobody does. No, I started going to
Joe.
Go ahead.
Joe, how was it that you ever met Curly?
Yes, I have been blessed to meet all the greats. I met Meadowlark. I met Marcus Haynes.
Wow.
I met Geese Ausby. You know, Curly Neal was like a mentor. The you know, late great Curly Neal, late great Marcus Haynes, and a late great Meadowlark Lemon, Tex Harrison. You know, the one from the TV cartoon is still living. Sweet Lou Dunbar is still with us. So, and it's just been an amazing, amazing life to be able to be a part of that, and know that, you know, I'm a part of history.
Oh yeah, and what a history it's been too. And these guys, these players that you're talking about, are not just phenomenal players. And it's one thing to be focused on the game of basketball, but these folks are entertainers. They made it fun. They did funny tricks. They hit the ball. They did all sorts, spun the ball on their fingers. You know, they did amazing things with the basketball during the game. So it's one thing to play the game and focus on the game, then another thing to also focus on your role as being an entertainer, which is what the Globetrotters do. They combine both. And what a talent, what a skill that is to have. And to get on the team of the Globetrotters must be an amazing feat unto its own and to itself. It must be a because these guys are very special. All these players, everybody associated with the Globetrotters organization is very special. They're special people, special breed.
In the great words of the great Allen Iverson, it takes practice. We're talking about practice.
Right.
It was about practice.
It's got to. Yeah. 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 Great.
A lot of guys that, you know, on a level, being basketball players, stars, and, you know, ambassadors and all that stuff, why is it so that we have to give back to the community? Why do we have to?
Well, because, as you know, and as Andy know, it was someone that inspired us when we were young. You know what I mean? Whether they came and spoke at our school, they came to our old playground, or they came to our rec center, or, you know, they came, you know, they were just a somebody that was stood out in the community that went to our elementary school or something like that. So that's why you have to be, because you have to be an inspiration to the next generation. You know what I mean?
That's
because
right.
That's how we got here. I got here because, you know, Dr. J and Mo Cheeks and, you know, Daryl Dawkins and Steve Nicks and Bobby Jones and Gene Shue. You know, I'm like, man, I want to be a part of it. I love the game. My brother, my late brother Jeff is the one that put the basketball in me and my brother's hands. And I never look back. So you have to go, because you never know what we always say. You never know who's watching, so you never know who you're going to inspire. And that's what it's really, really all about. And I love being the ambassador. I love being in the community. I have a new community assistant person with me, Angeline Domingo Francois. She's in the community with me. And I had a guy, Aris Watson, who's now doing community with the Philadelphia 76ers. And, you know, and then I'm a basketball ops person, Amin Kristen, and we get in the community, and that's what we love. I mean, it's nothing like going out there and letting that kid see you and knowing that that kid is looking at you, and you might be the only positive thing that this kid might encounter. So you got to always put your best foot forward, and I always say, man, ain't nothing beats a smile.
Definitely. Yes, yes, yes. And Andy, when I went to the Delaware Bluecoats performance basketball game, Joe wouldn't let me get play with the kids and get on the bouncing things, man. I don't know why. I wanted to get on the swing.
Andy, we didn't have enough waiver forms for him. We just didn't have enough. He got on that stuff. He had to fill out waiver forms and triplicate and all that, so we didn't have enough time.
I wanted to be a kid. I wanted to be a kid again, actually, and play, you know, be on the slides and play on the, you know, the basketball and everything. I was like, dude, Joe wouldn't let me do it. Why?
Andy, the closest thing we let grown-ups be a kid is go get them dollar hot dogs, you know what I mean? And enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that's got my name on it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dollar dog night.
Dollar dogs, yeah.
Nothing says being a kid like eat the hot dog.
That one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was wondering how people getting hot dogs. I'm like, oh, my gosh, where's mine at?
And
I got to tell you, being here in L.A., we have at the Dodger Stadium, they have what's called Dodger Dogs. Being from Philadelphia and going back to the Vet, you know, and our dog days there, and, of course, you have Lincoln Financial Field, and you have Citizens Bank Park, and still have our dog days at the baseball games. And you come out here to L.A., and you have a Dodger dog, and you bite into it, and you're like, bring back to Philadelphia. There's something very, very special about the hot dogs in Philly and Delaware, and, you know, I don't know what it is or why it is, but they just ain't the same anywhere else. I don't know why is.
Nobody does it better than us. You know, with tasty cakes and Philly pretzels, we the best.
Oh, God, don't mention that. Oh, my God.
I love
Andy supposed to send them some tasty cakes. They didn't get there yet.
Man.
Folks who don't know, Tasty Cakes are Hostess distributes nationally. Tasty Cakes is a Philadelphia-based company. I think you can get Tasty Cakes in Florida, I was told, or somewhere. But anyway, they're for the most part in Philadelphia, and they're like a Hostess-type cakes. They make all sorts of cakes and pies and cream-filled treats and so forth, and they're the best of their category. They're the absolutely best there is, and it's a Philadelphia home brand, and if you ever visit Philadelphia, you got to stop into a Wawa store and pick up some Tasty Cakes. Absolutely. You'll nothing like it. Yeah. I think we have a caller here. If I'm trying to get through, caller, are you here? We have somebody showing up on the board here. Do we have a guest caller?
Hello.
Maybe not. They're lit up here, but maybe they're on mute or something. I don't know. I think we had a caller coming from the East Coast, but okay, I guess not. They're lit up. You're on the board, but for some reason we can't hear you. I don't know why, but you know, one of those things.
Are you scared to come on the show, guys? Come on, talk.
Yeah,
you got Joe Richmond on the show, and you don't want to say anything?
I guess not. Don't be. Some people call in. You know, we do have callers. I'm gonna put you on hold, caller. We do have callers that have called in from various parts of the country in the past who've gone on to our screening and have said, well, I'm just calling to listen to the show. Really like what you guys do, and I just want to hear it because I'm not hearing it on the internet, so I'm just calling in to listen on the phone. And that's fine if you want to do that. Just let us know if you want to call in and tune into the Andy and Amanda show. Today our special guest is Joe Richmond. And, of course, Cornell Butler is our show coordinator. Amanda's still a little under the weather. She hasn't been feeling well all week, stomach bug. That might be the water down there in Mexico where she's taken temporary residence from her home base in the U.K. And she's down in Mexico. And I've heard things about, you know, you go on people coming from other states and other regions going to Mexico and getting those stomach bugs. I don't know if it's the water or what down there, but Amanda's a victim of that right now. We do wish her well and a speedy recovery and look forward to bringing her back here on the show. So Joe, basically talk about your a couple of things I want to talk to you about in general. And I want to talk about March Madness too. But so what do you do with the 76ers blue coats? I know you're the ambassador of the 76ers organization as a whole, but tell us about what you do there on a regular basis for the most part.
Well, man, that's the best thing in the world. My main focus in everything that I do is just making sure that we're married to the community in every way, shape, or form. Whether they come to the games and we provide tickets for needy groups and charities, or whether we go out into the community and have our presence there in any capacity, whether we're giving out T-shirts or whether, you know, we're just there as a as a add on, because we have what we have two inflatables that we take everywhere we go. One's a basketball inflatable, one's a skee ball inflatable. So we go and we set them up, and we just have a lot of fun with the kids in the community, and we will support any worthy cause throughout the great state of Delaware and the tri-state area. So my day can consist of either going to a school, going to the hospital, and, you know, because of COVID, we're limited now as where we were, very vibrant, very engaged before COVID, like so amazing. We have an awesome books and basketball program that we have that's partnered with the different school systems. So what we love to do is go into the schools, read to the kids, based on certain schools and the distance and things of that nature. We were getting players to go with us. We were getting coaches to go with us. So it's just we whatever I can do, wherever little neck of the woods, wherever I can go to make sure they know who the Delaware Blue Coats are and that we are part of them and they are part of us. And my main focus is to invite them in, engage them, let them know that we want them to be a part of everything that we do. And I love it, Andy. I really do. And also, you make sure you tell my girl Amanda to get well. I was hoping to hear from her tonight. I was really looking forward to hearing my girl. It's just a beautiful feeling. We've, even through COVID, we've been very aggressive as far as getting in the community as much as possible, because, you know, the kids have just been amazing, you know, getting through school through the pandemic, the virtual learning and things of that nature. And I went virtual as well during the pandemic, doing books and basketball, reading to the community, reading to the kids. I did some group reading as things of that nature with the Zoom links and things of that nature. So we got creative, but we just stayed engaged as much as we can. And then once we were allowed to have people back inside the gymnasium, it just made things a little bit more, you know, fun for us. So that's, you know, I don't have a job. I don't. I just go to this place, man, and it's like a playground. It is all about basketball, and I enjoy every second of it.
That must have got to be great. I think
perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Now, I want to ask you another question, Joe. If I could ask you, in 5 years, what would you see yourself in basketball?
Oh, man, my goal right now is to get these young people that I have that's a part of the organization, Angie and Amin, to the next level, just getting them wherever they want to go, whether it be with the Philadelphia 76ers or any other NBA affiliate. It's always about, you know, paying things forward. It's always about progression, you know what I mean? That's what my focus is. I'm looking to make sure in the next 5 years, hopefully we are 100%, you know, pandemic free, that we can be that mainstay that we were before the pandemic, where everybody wants to come out and do what they do. I love it here in the great state of Delaware. I think there's so much more to do. I think there's so many new upstart organizations and things of that nature that I would love to be a part of and see what this new wave is all about. And it's just been what I'm going to do, Dex, is the best gang in the world, man. I'm with the Philadelphia 76 and Delaware Blue Coats, and I love every second of it, man.
That's great. That view is the right one.
Well, good.
When I was at the game, man, I never see a guy that has so much passion in this, in working with the kids, working with the Delaware Blue Coats. I mean, I was looking at him, analyzing him. I was like, yo, dude, this guy's like everywhere. And everything that he did, he had a smile on him. He never backed down. You know how some people be like, oh, my gosh, nah. He was there. He was everywhere. And he's a man of his word. Trust me.
Thank you.
We have a caller, Silver Spring, Maryland. Go. You're on the Andy and Amanda show. Let's see if we can get. Here we go. Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Well, actually, a guy from New Jersey.
Hello?
Are you from New Jersey?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. We got two. Well, we have New Jersey. Hey, we got two. Silver Spring, Maryland. Go.
Hi, Coach Joe, how are you doing tonight?
No complaints.
So, I have a question for you. What makes you so comfortable to speak in front of thousands and thousands of people? I know you speak to the youth, you speak to...
Hello? Hello?
Andy still there?
We had technical difficulties. Andy. Well, it's the Joe show now. Talk, Joe.
Well, if that caller can hear me, what makes me so comfortable is just because I'm prepared. You know what I mean? I know it's not – I always say this is not something that I do. This is who I am. I love it. I love it with a passion. I love to share because information is everything. You know, knowledge is power, and even in this business – you know, and people want to know, and I love to let people know because people want to be happy. People want to have a good time. People want to be entertained. People just wanted to be not think about the next bill or that tragedy or something that might not be going right in their life. So I love to get up there and bring that energy, and for whatever, whether it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever, I just want to get their attention, take their mind off of it. And when I see their smile, see their faces, because I know, as you know, Dex, when you come to the game, you come to see a good game. So I know everybody's there to enjoy. So it just makes it easier for me to just engage with them. And that's what I love more than anything.
Yeah, man. And I had a great time, man. Let me tell you this, man. It was so much fun. And actually, I'm not a real sports fan, but that night I became a basketball fan. And that's kind of crazy, dude. I mean, I am a fan of the Delaware Blue Coats now just because of that night. That's real.
Well, I love it because, if not for basketball, you know, how do I meet certain people? You know, if not for my relationship with the Dex, how do I know about the Andy and Amanda show? And the one thing I love about sports, it is make the world so much smaller. You know what I mean? Because everything, some way, somehow, is connected. So it really allows me, and I'm just a people person. The more people that I can touch, the more people that I can inspire, then I've done what I was put my purpose here on this earth. So I'm excited about it, and I'm looking to do more. Like you said, in the next 5 years, I just want to do more. I just want to continue to serve. I want to continue to give people opportunities and get them to understand that, hey, you can be a part of this. This is so much fun. Everybody loves the game, and you can be up close and personal with it when you come out to a Delaware Blue Coats game at the beautiful Chase Field House in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yes!
Unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Thank you, John. Yes.
You back at, where you go? You went to the band for?
I think we have New Jersey on New Jersey. Are you there? I think we're having trouble with New Jersey. Yeah, I don't know. New Jersey's lit up here, but I don't see. I don't hear anybody coming through from New Jersey. Yeah. Okay. We'll try us again. We are here. You're on. If you can, maybe you're muted or something. I don't know. But we do have a caller from New Jersey trying to get on board the show. We're trying to get you on the show, but hang in there.
Yeah.
You know, we're here.
Silver Spring, Maryland. Please call back. Please. You want to finish, you know, listen to some of your questions to ask Joe.
Yeah.
Richmond.
Here we go. Yeah. I'll tell you the... Yeah, thank you, John. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, we are still connected with a lot of late, great people. That was John Madden. We heard from the great Richard Nixon before that, and I think we've had the great Ronald Reagan, the great Humphrey Bogart, the great – everybody's great on this show, you know. We even had – remember we even had Dracula on the show before. You remember, Cornell, we had Dracula come on board? Yeah, I mean, come on, you know, hey, really. You know,
Dracula on the show, but he didn't have no teeth. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, how can you be Dracula and don't have any teeth?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's what happened. It sounded like he was watching on his mouth. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, let's talk about March Madness. Who you like?
Oh, man, it's madness for real, ain't it?
How about Villanova, Yeah.
Man, you got to go. You know, I was kind of torn because, you know, they played Delaware. I don't know why the seeding guys made that happen the first round. So, you know, but, you know, Delaware, they were respectable. And Villanova, I'm always a Jay Wright fan, you know, good friend of mine. So I'm excited to see Villanova get a good win. I mean, I know Kentucky messed everybody bracket up with St. Peter's beating them. I know they messed their bracket up. You know, I like Gonzaga. I got Gonzaga winning it all. I really do. I just think they just have a little bit of everything. So I got Villanova going to the Elite Eight, but I got them losing to Arizona and meeting Kansas and Arizona meeting Kansas. And then Gonzaga meeting Baylor, and then Gonzaga winning, Arizona winning, and then Gonzaga beating Arizona. That's where I'm at with everything.
I've got got Temple. I got Temple.
Did they even make the NIT? I mean, okay, you know, Aaron McKee, Mark Macon, those are my guys over there, and I know he's gonna. He's going to build that program up. You give Aaron about another 2 years, he's going to build that program up. He's got a great kid over there that came out of one of my youth programs, Isaiah Miller. So I know Temple's going to do some things because they always have, and I know they got the right people at the helm of Aaron McKay. You know, you got the great Mark Macon over there as one of his assistants. So they're going to make some noise in the next 2 years.
And I agree, and I said that for a reason because I'm right with you on that. And I'm going to, you know, on April 15th, we celebrate our 2 years of Coast to Coast Live and the Andy DeMander Show's 2 years on April 15th.
Oh,
605 published episodes. 605, that's today, as of today. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. But what I'm going to do is in 2 years, I'm going to play the clip, Joe, from today's show, 2 years from now, where I said I got Temple. And at that time, in 2 years, I think it's going to be real.
They'll be in the NCAA. Yes, they'll be in the NCAA.
Yep. I think we got. I think we have New Jersey back on the line. Are you there, Jersey? 757 area code. Are you with us?
Okay, 757. That's. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on.
Yes,
you're on.
You're live.
Oh, 757 is Virginia. I was getting a bit confused there.
Oh, Virginia. I'm sorry. We had a Jersey. Oh, I don't know.
Sorry.
I guess I'm confused here. How you doing? Welcome aboard. Yeah,
doing well. Just sitting there listening, and I do have a question here. I know Coach Joe was speaking about, you know, kind of COVID and it affecting this season and what the Blue Coats have been doing in the community, and also speaking about how next year and the upcoming years wanting to do more. What does that entail, and what do you see happening for next year?
Well, man, if I could really answer that, I would go play the lottery tonight because that would be an amazing thing. But what I foresee is just being back into the schools. You know, we're very limited getting to the schools, very limited getting to rec centers, very limited doing some things. I really want to see what the things are going to look like because they've been doing a lot of virtual teaching. You know, we've done a lot of outreach, and we were limited, you know, because not just because of the COVID mandate, but the NBA mandate limited us even more than the COVID did. Because even though the state might have opened things up, we still had to wear masks and things of this nature as long as we were near the players. So in the next couple of years, that's what I see. I really see us filling the schools back up in the auditoriums and the gymnasiums and, you know, as Dex alluded to earlier, having the best mascot in the whole G League, Cody back out there laughing, joking, and enjoying and engaging with the kids. So from that caller, that's what I see more of. I mean, we didn't do anything in the hospitals, and I missed the smiles, bringing it to those kids' faces. A year before COVID, I ran to the kids in the atrium at the hospital. We just sat on bean bags, and I read The Big Red Dog, Clifford, the book. And I want to get back to that. I want to get back to being on that you know, that physical again. So that's what I look for in the next couple of years. And I just see the Blue Coats being that team that everybody's going to rally around like they would a UD or Delaware State. Then they say, yo, here's our NBA team. Let's rally around it. Let's get around it as a community and embrace it even more and just see us do great more things in the G League itself.
Now give this man a beer.
Yeah. Give me a Mountain Dew. I need a Mountain Dew. That's my thing.
Oh, I get you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very, yeah, it's so great.
You know what? You know, yes, I'm sorry. You know who's my favorite player in basketball? Guess who?
Who?
Bird.
Larry Bird?
Yes.
Oh, you can't go wrong. Come on, man. You can't go wrong. Larry Bird, top five dead or alive. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
I love me. Like, I can't stand him because, you know, I'm a Sixer fan. But as a ball player, come on, man. You can't get no – I put him up against anybody. He was just a stone-cold assassin, you know what I mean? So, I can't argue with that.
And don't forget about another person was Dr. J.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. I mean, Doc carried the league when it wasn't a league, so that goes without saying.
Yes, man. You know, it's like Larry Bird and Dr. J, when they used to battle each other, man, Larry Bird used to, like, this guy never missed a three-pointer, never. And it could be 2 seconds to the game, and if he get the ball, you already know the game is over. Because Larry Bird
like, that's why you got this new wave like Steph Curry. The same thing with this kid. I mean, you know, we've had shooters in the past, but Larry Bird was like this. He was the blueprint for what a shooter was, and he was just amazing, man. He was amazing.
We have
go ahead. Andy,
we just have another caller here real quick with a question. Let me push the right button here. A quick question. Here we go. This question is for Joe. Yeah, okay, here we go.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
You ever put your hands in another man's hands? You ever put your life in another man's hands?
Oh, my God.
We have walls, and they have to be protected, son.
I'm impressed. Oh, God.
So we're going to switch the show right now to you, Joe. Ask us some questions.
Yeah.
I'll answer the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what you brought me here for, to talk about Foot Lockers and Larry Bird. And that
yeah, definitely.
Oh, gosh. What's that? Let's talk about some other things in the Philadelphia sports world. Namely, I know the Eagles have already announced some changes, right? I think the Eagles are prepping for a run this year. I don't know, man. I'm kind of starting to get the green feeling here in L.A. about the Philadelphia Eagles coming up. I know it's a while before their season starts. We didn't even start baseball yet, but
you got to be excited about L.A. with the Rams winning. That was just amazing in itself.
Oh, that was so great.
I can only imagine that feeling because, you know, I got to live to see my Eagles win the Super Bowl. But, yeah, I mean, we just, you know, Fletcher Cox, but we're going to probably resign him at less money and things of that nature. But, no, I'm an Eagles fan. I probably watch more 100% Eagle games than I do Sixer games. You know what I mean? I just catch Eagles. I mean, Sixers might catch them at the third quarter, fourth quarter, just be so busy. But, man, you know, with only being 16 to 18 games, you locked in on every last game.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always going to be an Eagles, true and blue. But, you know, Andy, I just got so much going on, you know.
Yeah.
With the Blue Coats, you know, I've expanded some things. We have what we call open gym for the youth that's free. Played at the Chase Field House. So certain dates, you know, kids ages 5 to 12, boys and girls. And, I mean, we've had, when we first started, we probably had like 35 kids. Now we've had as many as 135 kids. So
that's
been amazing with a partnership with Emerald Health Caritas coming in and partnering with us. They were the ones that were able to make it free to the community. And it's amazing. And they registered through a portal through the 76ers. And we just come on and we got some amazing coaches. A good friend of mine, Coach B, through his program, Coach B's Kids, he brings his coaches over as volunteers. And we mentor the kids, and we throw them through drills, skills, fundamentals, you know, growth and development drills. And these are the things that we are doing with the two young people, Amon, Angie and Amon, that I talked to you about. We do another free open gym at Bellevue Recreation Center. That's for ages 12 to 18 years old, and that's free.
Wow, that's just incredible.
Bellevue Recreation Center is at 510 Duncan Road. We do that every Monday and Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30. And you can call me if you want to have your kid come out, 302-509-5059. And I know Andy will repeat that during the show. And if you're in this area, if you're in the Philadelphia, Delaware, Jersey area, you want to bring the kids over. And it's just about basic fundamentals. Once again, for ages 12 to 18 years old, and we just have a lot of fun teaching. And this is free of charge as well. This program is
fantastic.
Shout out to Mr. Steve who approached us with the concept and the idea and wanted this for the Edgemoor community, and this is what we're doing. So I'm just excited, man. It's basketball 24/7, 365. This is all I know. This is all I love, and we're just making things happen. And whatever we can do right now during this pandemic and this post pandemic to put smiles on the kids and get them back active. That's what my main focus is right now.
Fantastic. And let's repeat that number one more time. For those who
302-509-5059. My phone stays on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It never goes off. So anytime, just reach out to me because it's about, once again, I said, it's about having information, knowing what the resources are. And you can come on out. So even if you want to register for Open Gym at the Chase Fieldhouse, American Health Caritas, Delaware Blue Coats, you can register there. The program for the Open Gym for those ages 5 to 12, boys and girls, that goes till June. So, you know, all this information you can find on the Delaware Blue Coats website, which is Sixers.com/Blue Coats. Sixers.com/Blue Coats. And you'll see a lot of this information on for the Open Gym at the Chase Fieldhouse and the Blue Coat schedule.
Fantastic. I just want to get the number out there one more time. 302-509-5059, folks. For those of you in the Philadelphia, Delaware area, you want to get involved, take your kids up to 12 years old to the free gym being offered by a professional basketball team. The 76ers, I guess you come to the minor league team of the Philadelphia 76ers, an open gym. It's free. And to get involved in that or to enroll your kids, 302-509-5059. Website is sixers.com/Blue Coats. And you can get some more information there. But go ahead, Beth Cornell.
Yes, I'm sorry. And Joe, send it to us, man. We'll put it on all our social media outlets, you know, just to make sure everybody's.
I will definitely do that and get you the flyers out so you can post them and they can just get everything right off the flyer.
You know we got you over here.
Oh, man. I enjoy it.
Yes, Joe, it sounds to me like, you know, and it's not a whole lot of people get to be and do what you're doing, not just in terms of what you do day to day, but who you are day to day, and that is you get to wake up every day and get a paycheck and be who you are and get paid for it and live your life being you, being Joe Richmond. And there's so many in the country and the world that get up every day and they go do their job and they get their paycheck and they come home and they pay their bills and they live, you know, the trials and tribulations of life, but they do the job and then they are who they are outside of that. I'm part of that as well because my full time gig aside from doing this radio show is I'm a songwriter and a touring musician, and that's who I am. It's not what I do. I get paid on stage. I do a show and I get paid for it, and I hope to make a difference in people's lives, and the guitar is just a tool to do that. It ain't about the guitar, although I play a lot of guitar. It ain't about the guitar. It's about making a difference. And I think, Joe, you and I share that. And it's just an amazing way to be and to live and to make that difference and to know that you are making a difference in the world that you live in. It's just that's what I'm hearing from you kind of repeatedly. And it's just so refreshing and great to hear.
Yes. And you have a lot of passion also, man. Yeah. This guy, man. Yeah. When I'm around Joe, man, he like give me energy. You know what I mean? I'm like, happy. That's how I be. I could be like, kind of down. And when I get around Joe, I'll be like, yo, he just gave me some electricity or something like that. I'm like, yo, I'm back.
Well, you know, Jack, you know, Dex and Andy, you know, my mantra is how bad do you want it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, for me, I just want to be happy. We'll, you know, contrary to what the TVs and the movies show us, you're only going to live this life once. There ain't
That's
no
right.
coming back.
No, you know what I mean? There ain't no coming back.
Why not be happy in it? Why not be happy? And why not make as many people happy if you have the opportunity, if you have the platform? You know,
yeah,
it's so much negativity that you can always attach yourself to. But who's got time for that? Who has energy for that? What do you want to be mad for? I mean, wow. I'm Joe Richmond. I've been around the world. I've been everywhere you could think of. I'm with the Harlem Globetrotters, Philadelphia 76ers, the Delaware Blue Coats. What would I be upset about? I got a beautiful wife. I'm living a great life. My kids are living and healthy. They survived the pandemic. My grandkids there, my family, my brothers, my sisters. And I get to hang out with my man Dex, and I get to come on the show. I don't got no complaints. I truly, truly, I know it might sound like a cliche, but I got no complaints. I'm enjoying life.
See, when you think about it, you do have a choice. I mean, you can have the conversation, and so many people, you know, I mean, all of us, you know, and it's kind of work to break through this, but so many of us, so many people live their lives with, well, I can't do this because of that, or I want to do this, but I can't because of that, and they get involved in this conversation of negativity, like you were saying, or if not negativity, at least obstacles in their life that prevent them from taking that step off the diving board and exploring to go where they perhaps haven't gone before, to doing things they've always wanted to do but can't do. And it's just a matter of taking that step off that diving board and making that happen, because when you do that and you're in action, you make that other things start occurring in your life that might not be tangible to that exact activity, but things start happening just by being in action, taking that extra step and having the conversation. Well, I could think this way. I could think negatively. I could think, well, I can't do this because of that. But why do that? The other side of the coin is, hey, I can do that. I can do anything I want to do, and I can make anything happen that I want to happen. And if you don't believe it, try it. You know, you go to the shoe store, you try on a pair of shoes. If they don't fit, you don't have to buy them, right? Well, try this as a pair of shoes. Try having the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make something happen. I'm going to make a difference, and I'm going to do something that's extraordinary that people would never think I was able to do or could do in my life, and I'm going to do it. And that's going to be who I am, and I'm going to make that step. And if it doesn't work, if you don't like it, well, then just don't buy the shoes then. You know, but at least try the shoes on.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, man. Y'all going to church today?
That's it. Ain't that what the show about? Is about enlightening people, edifying, uplifting, motivating. That's what I love. That's why I love coming on the show, because I get to laugh and have some good times and get some enlightenment. And everybody's looking. And if you're touching all the different spaces that you're touching with the different countries and the different cities, man, that's what the platform needs to be going forward. You know, nobody has time for that. And I'm just excited, man. I was so thankful to be asked to come back on the show because I know we're touching somebody. Somebody's listening, and somebody's going to wake up tomorrow and say, yo, I got to go get it. How bad do I want it? Let me go get what I have on this earth. I'm going to go get it. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
We love you for that. We love you for Richmond.
We
love you coming on the show, too, because it's like, yo, dude, you like inspiration. Andy be like, yo, when are you going to get Joe Richmond back on the show, man? I be like, Andy, I'm trying, but he's in France right now. Well, get him on the show if I got to fuck back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be sending you something because September 27th is a Saturday. We're going to have the very first boxing event at the Chase Fieldhouse. So we're going to have five boxers come from Portugal to take on five American boxers, champions in the Portugal community, in the European community. We're going to bring them over here. We're going to close this gap. We're going to bring something different, something exciting. So I'm hoping that you guys can come on and be a part of it, stream it, show it. So mm-hmm. we're going to talk. And you know, I'm just, like I said, it's just so many great things going on right now. But all eyes for us are right now getting ready for the playoffs for your Delaware Blue Coats. We got a game this Sunday, 3 o'clock at the Chase Fieldhouse. This Sunday,
yeah.
3 o'clock at the Chase Fieldhouse, getting ready for, you know, this playoff push. And the 27th, guess what, Andy? The 27th, talking about trying on shoes, we're going to have a sneaker convention at the Fieldhouse.
One of the biggest
sneaker conventions in the country, Just Nice, will be at the Fieldhouse on March 27th. And March 29th is our Education Day. I will send you the flyer with all this information for people that want to come out and be a part and just engage and come and look at the Chase Fieldhouse. It is beautiful, isn't it, Beck?
It's beautiful, Andy. Oh, my gosh. It's real beautiful. It's real beautiful. I'm telling you.
Wow. Oh, my. I've never been there. I've never been there. But, you know, we've got to fix that. I'm going to be coming east in April. I don't know the dates yet. I'm planning some shows there.
Well, Andy, if you want to come, Andy, you got to ask me nicely.
Definitely. come, they might not let me back on the East Coast. Is that what you're saying?
Andy, if you want to come, Andy, you got to ask me nicely, because when you're standing there in your white uniform, you know, you got to ask me nicely.
I'll ask.
Yes, Andy.
Pretty please. Pretty please, Joe.
Which is so on top.
Yo, my all-time favorite movie.
Which, and I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
It will be a woman.
Yeah, good.
Yes, that's one.
But we're ready to wrap. We're getting ready to wrap this episode up of the Andy and Amanda Show. Amanda, again, is under the weather. We should have her back on the air Monday, hopefully. We wish her, hope she gets better over the weekend. And we want to thank our callers and thank our special guest, our guest host, really, of this episode of the Andy and Amanda Show, Joe Richmond of the Delaware Bluecoats, the Philadelphia 76ers minor league team, ambassador to the Philadelphia 76ers, former member of the Harlem Globetrotters organization. And, man, I could talk about them all day long. But anyway, Joe, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And you will not be a stranger to the show. We even talked about maybe doing some kind of live hookup one day before the season ends, where Dex can come into the Chase Center there and do a kind of a live remote call from a game. That would be just amazing.
And you know, whenever, just reach out to me. I would love to make that happen to the listeners, and just get them engaged, and I think they would enjoy it, and I know I will.
Terrific. Thank you. Well, Joe, once again, thank you very much. On behalf of Joe Richmond, Cornell Butler, our callers, thank you very much for calling in. And Amanda Love, who, of course, again, is not with us today, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And if you're listening to the podcast, of course, the show has already been broadcast live. You can't join us, obviously, on a podcast. But Monday show, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 515-605-988. Always a fun ride here on the Andy Demand Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch you next week. So long, everybody.
Oh, tell us,
good night.
We got to ask Amanda's do. So,
okay. Yeah. You do it. You do, Amanda. What's Amanda?
Okay.
You do it. You do.
You want to Joe Richmond, of the ambassador of the Delaware 76ers Blue Coats, for coming on the show. We want to thank Andy for being a great host on the Andy and Amanda Show, and I want to say goodbye to you guys. And I don't like you. No, I'm just joking.
Amanda's. Amanda's a great. Amanda's a great co-host.
She's shocked that I picked her.
No, I don't know.
I suck at that. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
No, you tell my girl.
Hey, Joe. You do it, Joe.
No, you tell my girl Amanda. I said I miss her. I hope she gets well. And once again, thank you guys for having me on the Andy and Amanda Show. I'll talk to you
thank
guys
you,
next
Joe.
Time.
You bet. You
this
know,
is, issue is under investigation.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
Everybody, have a great weekend. I hate long goodbyes. Don't you hate long goodbyes, you know? We have such an amazing audience. Listen
this
to
is
it.
A big crowd.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, no, Andy.
Anyway.
Good night.
It is a Friday show. We'll see everybody Monday. Take care, folks.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.